This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Woo-hoo! Good morning, Melbourne, and welcome to the tag team with Harry and Hunter.
Good morning, Melbourne.
It is 24 minutes to 7 this morning, and we've got a cracking show coming up, Haz.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yes, I am ready for this. Yes, I am. We're going to be talking, well, we've found some things, Hunter. A certain lady's found some things.
Yes, and I on the back of the Oscars, I want to talk work cock-ups. The biggest cock-up you've made at work. And I'm looking at you, Haz, and I'm thinking, I reckon you've probably effed up your fair share of stuff at work.
Not going to lie, I've got not notes, don't you?
And speaking of work cock-ups, I'm going to talk a texting disaster. A friend of mine has sent a message about the boss to the boss, and it was a disaster.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
You're on the tag team this morning with Harry and Hunter. You happy?
I'm happy, yes.
Ready to start
talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, ready to go.
Great.
That was Ellie Goulding there with Still Falling For You. And I'm still falling for you in lots of ways, Harry.
Falling out with me more like.
I'm still falling out with you. You've come in last week we were joking about the traditional Welsh costumes.
Yeah.
And this week you've come in a top with whales all over it.
I have. I like it. I think it's good. It's got blue whales all over it. Hunter looked at it first and thought that it was moustaches.
Little moustaches, I thought, yeah.
But it's whales.
It's just whales.
I'll pop a picture up. Mr. Hunter Smith on socials.
Oh, yeah, I'll grab a snap. I'm a bit dopey this morning because I've had a late night. You know me on radio night. What time am I usually in bed?
Oh, God, you're usually in bed by 7.
Yeah, well, last night I didn't get into bed until just gone 10:30 p.m.
What were you doing?
Well,
I'd
been down to Collingwood for this new thing called Sissy Screens, which is like a gay or queer cinema club that they're starting.
Oh.
And I think it's going to be a monthly event, but this was the first one ever. It was free.
Oh,
just made a donation to the Trans Film Festival. And then we got to watch the documentary Kiki.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say Priscilla then.
Oh, no. Well, to be honest, when I heard there was a gay cinema club, I was like, what are we watching? Priscilla, First Wives Club,
yes,
that sort of thing.
But you
it's
don't
a bit cooler.
Me.
It's a bit cooler than that.
Okay.
In fact, it's a lot cooler than that. I think there will be old films, but I don't imagine Bette Midler will be getting a huge run.
All right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So we started off with a documentary last night called Kiki, which is about the New York drag balls.
What's that?
It's like in the great tradition of Paris is Burning. Does that ring any bells to you?
No, I've heard about this.
Voguing, Paris is Burning.
Yeah.
What do you think it might mean?
Is it like the Great Fire of London?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like that, okay. But with weaves.
This Joy program has a podcast and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Shocking news out of the UK.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
I know that you're from the UK, so I don't want you to take that personally.
But in particular, Wales.
Yes, you are, yep, from Wales. Clues in the T-shirt. but I want to talk about this story. So this lady has gone shopping in the UK. She's found £20 on the ground.
Great.
What a win. Always Great. Love a win. Then the cops come and knock on the door. She's arrested, charged for theft, and has a permanent criminal record for the rest of her life.
What, for finding 20 on the floor?
For finding £20 on the floor.
Was it a plant?
No, it wasn't a plant, but somebody had lost the $20 and they consulted the CCTV until they nabbed her and she was a regular customer at that store. So when she came in the next time, they were like, all right, you're next. Like from the Bill. Remember the Bill?
Oh, God. I was
in
always,
the clink.
I was always Polly.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, Polly's daughter's that bird from LaRue.
No, you're thinking of June Acklin.
June's daughter.
Yeah.
Is that bird from LaRue?
Yeah, she is LaRue.
She is LaRue. Well, there was two in LaRue, wasn't
no,
there?
No, just
There
one.
Was two in LaRue.
Uno.
Actually, there was two in LaRue for the first album, so I'm right. And then they had a falling out, and then it was just her, so you're also right.
There we are. That was Democracy is the Best. Well done, Hunter. My auntie, right? My auntie went to, you know, like sometimes they do like out of town, like cash point, you know, like in the middle of like industrial areas, there'll be like a bank.
Like an ATM?
Yeah, yep. But it's attached to like a bank branch.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah. So she went there to get some cash out. Cause
in the country?
No, in Wales, but we went to Lakeland Plastics. Right. So we were in there. Anybody knows Lakeland Plastics? That's great.
Nobody knows Lakeland Plastics.
Anyway, so we went there and she went to the cash point. And next to the cash point was like a security bag. She looked in it. There was £5,000 in the security bag.
What's a security bag? Something that would have come from the bank.
Yeah.
So someone's left it there.
Yeah.
When they might be filling the ATM.
Yeah.
What?
So she found £5,000. So she was like, oh my God, what do I do? What do I do? Didn't know. So we took it to the police station. She handed it in. Didn't get anything. Didn't even get a thank you. Nothing.
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 Nothing at all. See, that's why I wouldn't hand it in. That's why I wouldn't hand it in. Because I reckon, you know, the world is divided into two sorts of people. People that find money and keep it, and people who find money and try and give it back. And I'm a keeper.
You really?
I'm an absolute keeper.
See, I can't. If I find a 50 on the floor, I've got to, like, give it to a homeless or something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you would be a giver back around.
I can't do it. I can't even have two shots
over at the convenience store. Yeah. No. So I once had a falling out with a friend because I went to the bank with her and we withdrew $100 from the account, or say $130 or something,
yeah.
And they accidentally gave us $20 too much. And I was like, well, surely that's guilt-free. $20 from the bank,
yeah.
Who takes your money day in, day out. But oh no, we had to take it back, didn't we? So we had a big old fight out. She said the woman was going to get fired for giving out the money, which is true.
Yeah.
Sometimes you might be screwing over the staff member by keeping it.
Yeah.
But I would keep it all the same.
See, I got given the wrong change once, and I got given like an extra. So they thought I gave 20 and they thought I gave 50. So I was like, oh, this is great.
This is great.
And then my friend berated me and was like, she could get fired for that. So then I had to go and take it back.
Let's get ready to rumble!
You are on the tag team, guys. It's 28 minutes to 8 this morning. You're with Harry and Hunter. And we've got a brand new tag team friend in here this morning.
We do. We have an old mate.
Yes. He's insisted that we don't give him a nickname, but we've got ahead and done it. And we're going to call him Dave the Apprentice.
Yay!
Thanks, guys.
Morning, Dave.
Oh, yeah, good morning. It's very bright and early.
It is. ASL, please.
ASL is an old one. Height on my age, 29, male. And what's the location?
Melbourne, yeah. You're in Melbourne.
Melbourne.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for coming in bright and early. We thought we'd put on a bit of weather for you, actually.
It's foggy, isn't it?
I'm actually really looking forward to the news break because the last one was very informing.
Well, maybe that's your job.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe we'll get Dave in here and every time somebody's away, we're forced him to do that job.
You have to go and sit in the other room and we're going to shout things like we need to shake.
We don't even have Jeff the Barrel Girl today, actually, so we could pop you out there on the barrel.
Yeah, let us know.
Poor Dave's got no idea what that means.
1-300 Joy 949.
Coming up next, guys, I want to talk work cock-ups off the back of the Oscars.
I cannot wait.
Yeah, so get ready, Dave, because if you haven't cocked up famously, today might be the day. You're on the tag team on Joy.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
We are talking work cock-ups off the back of the Oscars, of course. I know it's a couple of days old and you literally could not have missed the news.
But what happened?
They cocked it up. And I think that's one of the greatest work cock-ups of all time. But it does beg the question, when have you really put your foot in it at work?
Oh, God. So
I feel like your cock-ups, Harry, would be mostly verbal. Like, you'd say, like, quite stupid crap. And really, like, put people off.
Well, I love an office prank.
Okay.
All right? We, at work, we're pretty zany. And we love an office prank. And
Reed, she loves an office prank. Everyone else is just trying to get on with business.
And I convinced my boss to pretend to give everybody a row about office pranks. So she came in and started being like, guys, look, you know, it's great that you have fun. And, you know, like, we really encourage that. But seriously, like, at some point, you guys have to just calm down and do work. And I can't keep going to bat for you upstairs being like, they're great. And people thinking that you don't do any work. So everybody was like, oh, God, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Yeah, we're all sorry. And then, like, she kind of like walked out of the office and I was like, you got cut, ha! I got you. And then one of the girls cried.
Oh, no.
Because she was like, what are you doing, Harry? And I was like, oh, joke.
Gotcha. What were you doing during the row? Were you like fist pumping? Like, this is great.
I was just like,
she's behind the boss, like, yeah, you guys have gone too far.
Yeah. And then, but the boys were just like, Harry, what? You cannot. That's too far. And I was like, no, like, you know, we joke. it's all jokes.
Yeah,
and it
was
just a bit so awkward.
Well, I see that. I see that word cock up and raise at infinity, mate, because the worst thing I ever did was when I was working for a television show and I was making a promo of a guest that was coming on the show, and I used vision of the wrong person. So there was two gentlemen, and they just sort of just ran it to air, and then then the good people of the internet are never shy to tell you when you've stuffed up, are they? So they really came down. That's like a ton of bricks. That was a very bad day.
Oh, was that a lot of I'm sorry's and?
Yeah. Well, remember, I found out about it because we came in here to the radio and it was on news.com.
There was a run of Thursdays.
Like, you were just testing the audience to see if they're observant of the show. Like it.
So we were like, oh, I better find something to talk about. And I'd go to news.com. I was like, oh, look at this. These people are cocked up. I was like, that'd be me.
I do remember a work cock up of mine is not my fault, but somebody from our HR decided that they'll send out a spreadsheet of everyone's salaries to everyone in the company.
Excellent.
Including the CEO.
Oh, excellent.
It was so good.
Would they send it to everybody?
Every single person.
Gee, that's really bad.
It was really good gossip for the next few days.
How did you rate?
Why are they getting paid? Well, at the time, I was casually paid, so it just said my name in casual, so I had no salary.
Lucky.
Like, really good.
Wow, that's a good bargaining tool for when you do get full-time employment.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Let us know you're going to be your cock-up, or you can dob in another friend.
This Joy program has a podcast, and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Speaking of drivel, we're talking about work cock-ups, right? Epic errors you've made at work, and Angela's got in touch with us.
Oh, what's happening, Ange?
She said she was working in a spinal surgery on 24-hour call, and there was a road trauma incident, and they had to get some special spinal screws from surgery. Already sounding quite serious.
Oh, no.
Life or death cock-ups, here we go.
I had to drop the screws off to somebody. It was an emergency, and I got lost trying to drop them off.
Oh, no.
It was awful. I had people calling me and screaming at me because the patient was in surgery and it was before smartphones, so they couldn't ask. Anyway, Angela, well, you win. You've not told. She hasn't let us know how it ended.
And so, you've got to get in touch. Yeah. You've got to let us know how this one goes.
She may have lost her job.
And I love how she blamed it on Siri at the end. Couldn't even ask Siri for help. Oh, Ange,
we really need to know. Let us how it goes. Let us know how it goes. You know, and if it ended well, we'll say it on the radio. So. that puts my friend to shame, who used to work at a video store. Two mates used to work at a video store together, and she wanted to call in sick. So she called in. She sent a text to her boss. I'm sick. She was pretending, and then she texted my mate and said. And this is, I have to censor this.
Okay.
She said, I told the dumb beep. Now, the beep is the worst beep.
Yeah.
I told the dumb beep that I was sick and he believed me. And then she sent it straight to the boss.
That's great. That's fantastic.
And he just replied, well, the dumb beep wants you to know you're fired. Oh, and breaking news, guys. Breaking news. Now, if you were listening a second ago, Angela got in touch. We were talking about mistakes, work cock-ups. And she told us quite a stressful story, actually, about trying to get screws to a patient in an emergency when she was lost. And she left it on a bit of a cliffhanger, but she's got in touch to say that she did get the screws there eventually. Everything worked out fine. And she quit the job as soon as she could. So
great.
I think that was a smart idea, Angela. That sounded too stressful for me, that job.
Yeah.
Although now you got Siri.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Now you've got Siri.
That's true.
My final work cock-up story is a boss of mine who sends out an email once a week to the whole company, right? And then she sends it to the whole company and then it has to have all the information for the week on it. And one day she sent out the email, no one read it, and then she came straight back and said, don't read that email. Ha-ha, I've sent it. Don't mind the attachment. So, of course, I went straight back to the attachment. And what she'd sent out was her birth planner. So, like, the whole month's schedule telling her what days to have sex on.
Oh, wow.
Did that make sense? Did she be, like, disappearing in the office?
No,
like,
it made no sense. It made no sense.
I actually thought that was quite common to do that in workplaces, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, just to share.
Well, don't you have a crying room? Maybe that's what it was, the crying slash
procreation room. So she was like, oh, sorry, everyone, ignore that. That was just a bit of research for a story. And I thought, oh, yeah. I believed her at the time, but anyway. She has a baby now, so it all worked out well then.
You're on the tag team this morning with Harry, Hunter and Dave. And guys.
Yes, babe.
I want to talk workplace workouts.
Okay, because, you know, you're famous for just being able to find a workout anywhere you are.
Well, right, Dave. So backstory. So I've been making everybody plank. at work.
Ooh, okay.
We do yep. three planks a day. We do a 10:30, a 2:30, and then a 4 o'clock.
I like the idea of it.
And we do 60 seconds, 90, and then 2 minutes. Right? So with planking 3 times a day, well, now I've moved up a floor, right? Because I'm with all the execs.
You've literally moved up a floor.
Yeah, yep. I'm with all the execs now, right? So I moved up and I was like, oh, let's all start planking.
And they'd be, I am imagining, execs, you know, at the end of a long, lots of time at work, probably a little more out of shape.
Well, you'd be wrong.
Really?
You'd be wrong because...
Okay, I'm thinking, oh, let me try again. I'm thinking executives, very motivated, really looking after the kids.
Tanned.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, I work with a lot of female execs, so it's really cool and they're really empowering, but they're very boss ladies. And I'm a little bit scared of them as well. And they were like, oh, Harry, that's a great idea. Yeah. So they all started planking me, so that was great. And now they've invited me to go and work out with them at lunchtimes. They do 45 minutes of circuit-based exercise. And whenever they come back, they're always like, oh, God, that was so hard. And they look so exhausted. But they are so fit. And now I'm like, yeah, I'll come. Yeah. I'll
well, do that. Well, well. Hasn't somebody bitten Muff more of the protein bar than they can chew?
Yeah.
Trying to force them into planking and now they've got you down at the park.
Yeah, it's quite chalky. So I don't know what to do.
You can do it. You can do it.
Keep doing it.
What are you actually worried about? You can do 45 minutes exercise easy.
I know, but I don't want to get sweaty with the execs.
It won't be the smell of sweat that you'll be smelling. You'll be a smell of promotion.
Oh.
That's true. Mm. The smell of cold, hard cashola.
Yeah.
Because all that time you'll spend with them outside the office, you could cover all sorts of topics.
Definitely.
But how are you going to look after 45 minutes of training, though? Will you be able to get back into it? Will you be able to slip back into work mode, or will you have to have a cold shower?
Oh, it's going to be cold shower territory because I'll go like a beetroot.
Like, right.
When I exercise, I think you can probably tell that I exercise.
Right, and quite often you wear a straightened hair too, so that'll get the frizz, won't it?
Oh, I'll be like Diana Ross about the place.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I understand that because my sister straightened her hair for like 12 years every day and then made the stupid decision to move to Cambodia. Honestly, mate. try and keep a straight perm in Cambodia. Cambodia.
Cambodia.
Yeah. I like how I'm coming purely from a career focused, not, you know, worried about hair or whatever else. Is that your biggest fear?
Oh, what are you saying? I'm shallow, Dave.
I think we already know that.
I think Dave summed us up perfectly. Well, look, the only thing I'm worried about, right, is that I might not be able to keep up. And then my reputation, because my rep at the moment is that I'm very healthy and fit. Mm-hmm. So I don't want them to see too much behind the curtain.
No, no, that's right. Oh. That's
then,
right.
Because then what happens if I'm not as fit as I think I am?
Oh, that'd be very enjoyable.
What time?
Hey, speaking of fitness, I've got a great recommendation for everyone. It's a little off topic, but I'm mad for a podcast and I've discovered one this week called Missing Richard Simmons. And you know Richard Simmons? He's like the mad fitness guy. And
no.
He's like American and he's like, real crazy and super flamboyant. And he's been around for a million years. And most people know who he is.
Is he the strawberry blonde fellow with the curly hair?
A big afro.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't know this, but about 4 years ago, Richard Simmons went missing. Literally went missing. No one ever seen him since.
No.
But they think he's okay. They think he's just in his house refusing to come out. And it's an amazing podcast about it. So if you're interested in fitness or just mysteries, check out Missing Richard Simmons.
All right.
Maybe we'll have a little Richard Simmons club. I'll update you each week.
Okay.
Oh, guys, we've had a text in. Hunter?
Yes, Sally.
Did you want to read that text?
Yes, it is from a mystery caller. It says, Tag Team is my favourite radio show.
Yay.
Those are the best and very funny. Do you know, we have had very nice text messages today.
Oh, my God, I'm loving it.
Because we always get a lot of text messages, but not always super nice. Sometimes a lot of, you know, what would you say, recommendations.
Yeah, that's why we love our audience, honest feedback.
Yeah, but, lots of creative criticism.
But today is great, so...
Today's been...
I'm hoping I'm bringing a little bit of niceness to your show for
maybe
a change.
It is, yeah.
What do you mean niceness? We are delightful.
Well, yeah.
No, him is nice to bring the nice
text
messages.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are nice.
Yeah, so thanks to Dave and Dave's mum who keeps texting everyone. It's 21 minutes to 9, guys. You're on the Tag Team on Joy 94.9.
Thanks, mum.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the new Joy website and click on podcasts to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
Guys, we've been talking about massive work cock-ups, right?
Yeah.
And that reminded me... of my friend last week who sent a text message to another colleague, right?
Yeah.
So let me set the scene.
Okay.
So one colleague sent a group email chastising a group of other colleagues, right?
Right.
And one of them thought, oh, that's annoying. So let's call him Tony.
Hunter has to write this down, Dave, because otherwise he'll say the
very bad at fake name. So my friend, one colleague sent a message to another saying, oh, check out Tony. Who does he think he is? Boss of the world or something to that effect.
Yeah.
And then, of course, oh, no, she said, why is he ruining our lives? And then she sent it to bloody Tony. Sent it to Tony.
Oh, God.
Can you believe it? Meanwhile, Tony's out of the office at the time, just for 5 minutes, but has left his phone on the desk.
Brilliant. What happened?
So it's there, lit up, but it's locked. Got a passcode.
Oh, no. You throw it in the water.
So she tells everyone in the office, right? There's about seven people in that area. They're all aware of what's going on. They're all trying to help her out. Someone's watching out for him. Or they're trying to get the passcode, you know.
Yeah.
But you do it enough times and you get locked out, okay?
Disabled.
So then one friend was like, I'll spill water on it.
You have to do it.
Another friend was like, just drop it in the toilet. But there were some creative decisions. Someone said, why don't we just send him thousands of text messages so he never gets back that far?
That's great.
Another person said, why don't you pretend that you've lost your phone and you need to use his so he has to unlock it for you? And then, but the problem is it was at the front. Anyway, remarkably, as the man is coming back, the girl in question manages to get into the phone, but doesn't have time because he's back. And then she can't be holding the phone. That looks super dodgy. So they just had to give up, and he did eventually read the message.
And
he was fine about it. He was fine about it because it wasn't that bad, you know.
Yeah.
But the awkward thing was it was so much after the fact because she'd got in there and managed to clear the message, so it no longer looked like a new message. So potentially he was like, oh, that's a bit weird, isn't it? Just a 10 out of 10 awkward situation, really.
Well, I've been doing this thing where one of my work colleagues keeps leaving their phone unattended on his desk and it's locked. But if you, like, press and hold it and ask to text someone, it'll text them.
Ah.
So we've been text at Christmas. I said, text mum. And I said, and they said, what do you want to say? And I said, mum, am I a good boy or a bad boy?
Oh,
right?
Gross.
And then his mum texts back and said, you're a very good boy and you owe me $70 for your stepdad's Christmas present.
I've just recently come back from Europe. So somebody's got to do it. I was in Munich and I had a bit of a night out and a little bit drunk on a few lemonades.
Yeah.
And I got back to my hostel room. So there were three of us in the room. Some guy that was there as a student, so he was not doing much. But the other guy, I did go out with a few drinks with this other Australian. And I got back to the hostel room before him at about 3 a.m. or something. And I'll strip down to what I sleep in, which is just my briefs. Mm. And I think it was
bragging.
Yeah.
Brag again.
Europe,
Munich.
This would be a quick story. If you took out all the brags, the story would be over now.
It'd be over now, exactly. But anyway, because he got in a couple of hours after me, and I think I was sprawled out inappropriately on my bed, he decided that he would do the old sneaky. You know how phones, you can still access the cameras.
Yes, so if your phone's locked, often you can still get into the camera and take photos, in case there's an emergency photo you need to take.
So here I am, travelling in a low economic bus, okay? I'm not bragging here. It was cheap,
you're
nasty bus.
Just like the rest
bus.
Of us.
That's like the rest of you guys.
So he says.
To Prague. Next is, and I'm going through all my photos to see what lovely attractions I've taken photos of, and I see a whole lot of photos of myself.
Oh,
that's creepy, isn't it?
Photos of you.
Yes.
On your own phone.
And a video with a commentary as well.
Oh, was it a flattering commentary?
No,
like,
not really.
Get a look at that?
He was more like, what the hell are you doing in a hostel room like this?
A rich man like you? What are you doing in a dirty hostel
with
me?
But that's creepy, isn't it?
Did you know him well enough to confront him about it?
Well, I never saw him again because we were just hostel
dudes. It's the perfect crime, really.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.